This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today refused to stay the implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. The Apex Court also gave the government 3 weeks to respond to 237 petitions challenging the law that was notified last week. The matter was heard by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra. The petitioners included the Indian Union Muslim League, opposition leaders Jairam Ramesh of the Congress and Mahua Moitro of the Trinamool Congress. The next hearing in this case has been set for April the 9th. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini today expanded his cabinet by inducting one MLA as cabinet minister and seven MLAs as ministers of state independent charge. With this, the number of ministers in the Haryana cabinet has become 13. Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya administered the oath of office in secrecy to the new ministers at the Raj Bhavan in Chandigarh. Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini and former Chief Minister Manohar Lal were present at the swearing-in ceremony. Hisar MLA Kamal Gupta was administered the oath as a cabinet minister. He was a minister in the previous government also. The notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. In this phase, polling will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories on the 19th of next month. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. In this phase, polling will be held in Tamil Nadu, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Assam, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura and Union Territories of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry. The Lok Sabha elections are scheduled to be conducted in 7 phases in the country. Counting will take place on the 4th of June. The BJP has formed an alliance with PMK Patali Makkal Kachi Party for Lok Sabha elections in Tamil Nadu. Under the agreement, PMK will contest on 10 constituencies. The agreement was signed by PMK founder S. Ramadas, PMK President Ambumani Ramadas and BJP State President K. Annamalai in Thailapuram. Startup Mahakumbh has registered record participation from leading investors, innovators and aspiring entrepreneurs. Over 2,000 startups and more than 1,000 investors are participating in this mega event. During the last 2 days, the event has witnessed vibrant discussions on the way forward and networking between all the stakeholders. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in a roadshow in Palakkad in Kerala as part of the NDA election campaign. This was Mr. Modi's first campaign event in Kerala after the announcement of the general elections. BJP State President K. Surendran and NDA candidates from Palakkad and Ponani Lok Sabha constituencies joined the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi also addressed a public meeting at Salem in Tamil Nadu. He said NDA has got new energy following the seat-sharing deal with PMK. The National Commission for Women, NCW, and Railway Protection Force have signed an MOU in New Delhi to prevent and combat human trafficking. Speaking on the occasion, Chairperson of NCW, Rekha Sharma, said the Railway Protection Force personnel deployed at railway stations are playing a crucial role in controlling crime against women and children. Hamas Deputy Military Commander Marwan Issa has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stated this. Israeli media sources also reported that Issa was killed in a strike on a tunnel complex under the Nuseirat refugee camp in central Gaza last week. However, the Palestinian group which controls Gaza has not officially commented on reports of his death. Issa is Hamas's most senior leader to die. Since the war began on the 7th of October, he had been linked directly to the decision to attack Israel in October last year and was considered one of Israel's most wanted men. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order regarding the ongoing dispute between Sharad Pawar and Ajit Pawar factions within the Nationalist Congress Party, NCP. The Apex Court allowed the Sharad Pawar faction to use party name Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Chandra Pawar, for the upcoming Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. It allowed the faction to use the party symbol man blowing turha for these polls. And with that, we end this news bulletin.